This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for.
Lead me.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch.
Lead me.
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Today we're going to speak from Isaiah 5 and 14. And our thought today is going to be hell is not a party. The Bible says in Isaiah 5 and 14 that therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp and he that rejoices shall descend into it. Amen. We thank God for the reading. Isn't God good? The Bible is teaching us that this is not a place that we want to end up. It's not a place that we want to go. Hell is not a party, but it is a place of eternal torment. People sometimes make the statement that I'm going to burst hell wide open. But I want to let you know on today that hell has no measure. If you go there, you won't be having a party. It's a place of eternal darkness. You see, where God is not, there is no light. So you won't party because there's no light. You won't party because it is a bottomless pit. Your feet will touch nothing. You will be forever falling in darkness. You will be forever tormented in darkness. Revelation calls it a lake of fire. It's a lake of fire that burns with brimstone, where the heat is never quenched. The fire is never quenched. It's 7 times hotter than anything that we know. And I know that there are some planets, there are some temperatures that reach more than 2,000 degrees. But hell is going to be hotter than that. Your body, your soul will never burn up. You will burn throughout eternity. Those who don't obey the gospel and don't know God, 2 Thessalonians 1st chapter 8 and the 9th verse. The ones who don't obey and the ones who do not know God will end up in a place called hell. The 9th verse says the punishment will be everlasting destruction, and you'll be separated from the presence of God. That's how much God hates sin. Matthew 24:51 reference weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 8:12 talks about outer darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth. People in hell are not going to be partying. They're going to be crying. They're going to be pleading for mercy in vain. They're going to be pleading for mercy, but mercy will be no more. Everlasting torment will be in its place. God will have removed his mercy. Psalms 9 and 17 said, the wicked shall be turned into hell. In all nations that forget God, praying, but God will never answer. Praying, but God will mock you. Praying, crying for release, but God will not hear. Your friends that you're talking about joining in hell, they'll be tormented in the flames. They'll be praying and pleading and begging for mercy. Do not be deceived. Hell is not a party. There is going to be no fun down there. You see, there's nowhere to sit, nowhere to stand, nowhere you can lay, nowhere you can go that is not hot. And the fire is unquenchable. You see, there's no water in hell. And the reason that I know is because Luke 16, 23 and 25, there was a man who died and he went to hell. He didn't ask for a bucket of water. He asked for one drop of water that his burning tongue could be cool. But Father Abraham gave him to know that there's a great gulf between you and Lazarus. And he can't come to you, and you certainly cannot come to him. You see, if you end up there, there is no way out. If you end up there, you can't talk your way out. If you end up there, you're going to stay there. You can have a prayer meeting, but it's going to be in vain. That's why I want to pray now, when it's going to count. Praying in hell is not going to count. It's not going to count. You're going to be forever, eternally tormented. If you read in Luke 16, 23 through 25, or Luke 16th chapter, it's a very sad chapter because this man that was in purple clothing every day, that had plenty to eat, that had plenty of money, he ended up in a place of eternal torment. Just the opposite of what he was doing on the earth. And if you don't obey God, and if you don't know him, hell is your final destination. But see, God is good because, you know, the gospel is being proclaimed throughout the world. Everyone has a chance. There won't be any excuses. There won't be any pleading for extra mercy when Jesus comes back. When he returns, the day will be far too spent. The world as we know it will have come to an end. The world as we know it will be no more. But there is a great God who sits on a white throne. He's sitting up high, and he's looking down low. And he's warning us today that we need to obey his word. We need to get to know him because, see, the Bible is nothing to fear. In it, God is giving us warnings. He's telling us all the time to come unto me. All of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He owns everything. He is our everything. If we trust him on today, we don't have to end up in a place of eternal torment, but we can end up in a place of eternal bliss. That place is called heaven. That place called heaven that Jesus said he was going away to prepare for, it is a place that's uninhabited. It's a place that's being created by God. It's an eternal place. No flesh will be there. There'll be no devil there. God himself is going to watch over us. We do have a choice today. The people of God, we have a choice. God loves all of us, but he declared in his word, all souls are mine, but the one that sinneth, it shall certainly die. And not just a natural death, but an eternal death. God has prepared a place for those that love him. He loves us, and we love him because he first loved us. And the way that we prove our love to him, the only way we can prove our love to him is we have to keep all of the commandments of God. If we do that, we can escape the torment of hell. If we keep his word, we can escape the everlasting darkness. If we keep his word, we can escape a bottomless pit. If we keep his word, we can go and live with him forever and ever. And oh, I want to see my friends in that everlasting bliss in a place called heaven. The ones who go to hell, I don't plan on joining you. I plan on going to heaven no matter what it's going to cost. And I know it's going to cost me my life. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you, and may God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for your word on today. Thank you, Lord, for giving us warning that we may escape the grips of eternal torment, which is hell. We know, Lord, and put it in the minds of people and in their hearts, that there is a place of eternal damnation.
You got all power in your hand.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona, 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona, 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.